Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Scottcast.
That's good. Let's lay that down. Let's record it and use it as our new intro music for life.
Good morning, Vietnam, and welcome back to the Scottcast. I'm here with Rod today, and we are going to be taking over the podcast. I know Jeff did the last episode, and today it's me and you, buddy.
God damn it. I want Jeff. This is bullshit.
What do you mean you want Jeff? This is the way it was always supposed to be.
This will never go anywhere. This episode will be so boring without motherfucking Jeff Wodeck.
I don't like to hear that. Because I think that we are unique individuals with unique perspectives on life, and we can talk about things and be entertaining just like Jeff can.
I'm kidding. I was just getting that out there because I'm waiting for all the bullshit, annoying comments that I don't look at, that I'm not going to look at, that I'm not going to delete about, oh, fuck Todd, we want Jeff.
Where's Jeff at? Hey, Jeff did a pretty good job. He did the podcast all by himself.
Well
with Nerf, I guess.
Oh,
the dog.
So Nerf probably carried the whole thing.
Nerf definitely carried the whole thing.
I just want to say this. Jeff, I thought I can bullshit my way through conversations in life and blah, yada, yada. And I'm not saying he's bullshitting his way through life, but that guy can fucking bullshit. He's really good at it.
He has a lot of stories, too. Like, stories from his past that he can talk about. And, like, he's really good at just talking.
Hey, he's great. I think, you know, he should be the star of a new movie coming out. Or, you know, just like a talk show host personality, and he could crush it.
Yeah, we're like a Netflix TV show.
We're really gassing his ass up right now, aren't we?
That's what this whole podcast is about making Jeff look really good, and Jeff looks really good, so it's pretty easy.
I just called him. I was on FaceTime with him. I'm like, yo, where are you at? I thought you were a real friend. Why aren't you here in St. Louis supporting us?
Yeah, why didn't you fly out here and come do this podcast with us?
Yeah.
You're too busy?
I mean, David would.
Filming the Antonians?
Filming the Antonians, and I was on FaceTime with him. I'm like, damn, he's a good-looking son of a bitch.
How do you feel about, like, being on tour and, like, being away from everyone else that's, you know, carrying on with real life?
I love it. I love being gone.
I feel the same way. I was talking to Chris, and she's like, do you miss home? And I was like, to be honest, I miss you. I miss the dog, but I don't miss being home.
No, yeah.
Because I like doing something that's not routine. Like, I'm doing something different right now, and it's a lot of fun being out here.
I'm, like, starting to get used to, like, this road life, quote-unquote road life. You know, and Pat was saying, this is my first bus tour. Pat's our drummer. And he was saying, man, Todd, like, it's like you're a seasoned vet out here. Like, it's like you're good at this tour shit, man. I'm like, thank you. And it's like this tour stuff, like we're working, and at the same time we're doing other stuff. We're working as well. We're filming videos, we're writing, and it's like we're on the road just navigating our way through life, but doing other stuff as well that we do back at home.
Yeah. I think one thing I'm most impressed about with you is your ability to, like, rally. Because what was it? It was yesterday. I was super hungover. We both drank about the same amount.
Yeah.
We finished a show, and Todd goes out to a bar that was recommended to us and walked in there. It's a huge college bar, and everyone in there was buying shots for him. The manager of the bar opened up a tab and said, hey, drinks are on us tonight.
Minneapolis. Yeah.
And then I went, and it was the same thing, and people were buying shots and stuff like that. And the next day I woke up just hurting, and Todd's like, let's go for a run. Let's fucking do it. I don't give a shit, man. Fuck it. Like, his ability to rally is just like unfucking humanly. I'm like, dude, how are you doing this right now? I want to die.
Some say I'm less of a man and more of a god. And I say, if alcohol wasn't introduced in my life, I would be unstoppable. I'd probably be
Alcohol is the only thing stopping us, guys. Don't pick up a drink ever
don't
in your life.
Do it. But if you want to have some fun, just kidding.
Speaking of picking up a drink ever in your life, we do backstage meet and greets where we hang out with just a few people. And there was someone there who was 21, never had had a drink in his life. And I didn't know that. And I was like, you guys are all over 21. Let's all have a shot, huh?
Check the IDs.
We checked the IDs, made sure it was all, you know, kosher. And then he was like, oh, it'll be my first drink ever. I was like, fuck.
No, you can't do that to us. He's like, no. He's like, no, I want to do it.
I don't want
to
be that kind of enabler. I just went a month without drinking because I was trying to, you know, cut that out of my life and not be something that I was depending on. And so it was, I felt so bad that it was his first drink, but
he was a good sport. And we told him not to. We're like, you don't have to do this. We're not taking your V card for drinking. But he's like, no, I want to do it with you guys. It's a cool story to tell. And we're like, you know what? You go, Glenn Coco.
You go, Glenn Coco. And he was like, you know, this could be my last shot too. It's not like I need to keep on drinking. And that's the spirit. If you're ever going to do something, do it in moderation.
Moderation, baby.
Sorry. No, that's, moderation is key.
But then I caught this guy in the bathroom just slamming Jameson afterwards. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm kidding. That's false. That's a fib.
He had one taste, and it was all over, man.
He needed it. No, he was actually front row at the show, at the Minneapolis show.
Yeah.
And that was a good show. Let me just go back to this college, the night we went out.
Yeah, do it. Tell a story.
So after the show, everyone's like, oh, go to this bar, blah, 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 down the street. And I walk in with, it's just me and Pat, our drummer, our sexy drummer, and Scott's taking a shower coming shortly after us. And I walk in, everything's normal. Some like eyes turn a little bit because like I'm so damn sexy, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like people are just shot after shot, buying me shots, Sour Patch shots, all like different kinds of shots. And I was just like, oh my God, like they opened up a bar tab. And then all of a sudden it was just like, everyone was like this, like in this like, corner, like just like buying us shots. And then Scott showed up and everyone's freaking out because like, you know, Scott's like the lead in the show. He's part of the vlog squad and like everyone's buying him shots. And it was just like this like onslaught of these crazy cool kids.
Crazy cool kids?
Buying us shots. And that's why Scott felt so shitty that next day. Even one of our band members was puking.
Oh yeah.
And that's how many shots. Not me. I'm strong. Yeah. But someone ended up puking in the bus. And
it was a rough night. But yeah, it was definitely a rough night for him. And so, the next day, he's carrying around a trash can like.
And that show we played last night, our St. Louis show, everyone was just like super tired because I went on a run. I felt great. But then towards like the day, I was kind of like feeling a little sluggish. But then I had to pick myself back up, did some push-ups. And then the energy from the show brought me back to life.
Yeah. Like after the show, I was like, all right, I'm good to go again. Like there's something about the adrenaline when you get up on stage and you're like performing for people that. Everything is out the window and you're just like, all right, it's go time.
I feel great.
Yeah. Right. Just one more thing about walking into that college bar is I walked in and it was like, oh my God, David's here. And people were asking for pictures with my arm. And I saw the tagged photos and there was people that were tagging us and shit that didn't follow us. I was like,
God,
okay.
Damn. We get it. Everyone loves David Dobrik. You know, he's sexy. He's not from this world, and he's one of a kind, and he's sitting right here on Scott's arm.
Sitting right here. He's with me in spirit all the time. He's with me. His face is on my body forever.
After the Portland show, we went out to a bar. We're all there having a good time, drinking, eating, and Charlie XCX was actually playing a show down the street from us.
Oh, this is funny.
And one of our crew members was like, oh, that's Charlie and her team. And I'm like, I want to talk to Charlie. And so pretty sure I
do you need
hey,
help telling the story,
Charlie? You want some chips?
He's like, Charlie. And she's like, yes, love, or like, yes, honey, or like however she spoke. And he's like, he just had a bag of chips and he was like, you want a chip, huh? Like it was like super just like Todd was in an aggressive mood that night for some reason. But
not bad aggressive.
No, not bad aggressive, like, just like assertive, you know.
Sounds terrible.
I don't mean to make it sound terrible. You were just in like a
no fucks given
like sort of mood, yeah.
Type where I was trying to score a Tinder date with Charlie XCX
in real life.
In real life, yes. But yeah, that was an embarrassing moment because she totally denied me. She's like, I don't know. Leave me alone, you stupid American scum. No, she didn't say that. She was great. I'm sorry, Charlie, if you ever listen to this.
he offered her a chip and she said, no, I'm good, thanks. And then Todd was like, all right, back to my night. It kind of anticlimactic, you know, they didn't get together or anything like that, but
yeah, I'm not her type, so it's all good. It's not good. It wouldn't hurt me. I think she's probably more into Jeff or something if he was there.
You never know, man. Well, the other night you fell on stage as well, right?
Oh, man.
But you didn't really fell. You were kind of pushed.
I was so during a song, I come out in the front with Scott. We do a dance. But before that dance, I ran down on the barrier. And I stood up on the barrier. And there's a gap between the barrier and the stage. And I was going to jump across, being the athlete that I am. But the security guard, he kind of like holds our back. He like makes sure like we're okay when we're going up on the barrier. And so as I'm like about to jump across, he comes to like kind of help me, but then like throws me off and like kind of like touches, like grabs me in a way. And I slipped because I didn't extend all the way. I slipped and I hit, instead of hitting the stage. So I got to back up. I slipped, jump into the stage, and I hit my neck and the side of my head on a light, and I hit my thigh on the stage, and I was in severe pain. And I'm lucky I didn't hit my face or like get concussed, or I mean, I think I was like a little concussed. I'm lucky I didn't black out. Like that was awful. I got right up and did the dance with Scott.
But you got right up, but it was like when you landed, it looked like a fish just jumped out of the water, and because you were like, you hit your leg and you were like shit.
It was awful. I wasn't embarrassed because some people saw it in the front row. I was just more embarrassed, like, of myself, like, to myself, you know?
Yeah.
But the security
You didn't show any embarrassment.
No, yeah, because I'm a professional. I'm a performer.
Exactly. Now, I had a story that I want to tell because Zane and Heath, they have a podcast, and they tell stories. They clickbait things. We all clickbait things. But Heath told a story about how his best friend tried breaking into his house. And best friend... me, yes, I am Heath's best friend, one of them. Heath is one of my best friends, one of the most genuine people I know. But he left a few details out of that story that made me sound pretty dumb. And I just want to address that because the time I tried breaking into Heath Hussar's house was a little different than it was portrayed. So when this happened, it was when Heath and I were hanging out a lot. We were doing the productivity thing, trying to film a lot together and stuff like that. And I would tell ideas that I had for my YouTube channel. And one of them was staying overnight in people's houses because that was like a YouTube trend. And I wasn't going to do the actual video. I was just going to like kind of do joke bits in people's houses. Like I would go to Todd's house. I would go to Heath's house. I would go to David's house and like fail to stay overnight in each person's house, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I had told Heath that idea. And I was coming over to film, or we were going to work on a song or something like that. So I called him and I was like, yo, I'm going to come over. I'll be over in like 20 minutes. And when I got to his house, so he's aware that I'm coming over, right? When I got to his house, his back gate was like broken. It was like gone. So I was able to walk into his backyard. And just to clarify, Heath did tell us like, look, guys, don't try and prank me. Don't do anything like that because I'm armed and I don't want to, you know, make any mistakes. If someone comes over, it's, you know, just tell me. So I had told him that I was coming over. But when I got there, I didn't call him right away to say, I'm here. I went up to his back door with my camera and he had a little doggy door and I put my camera up and I was like, hello, anyone here? And then immediately I walked around the corner and I called him. And when he answered the phone, he's like, yo, hold on, Scott. I think someone's trying to break into my house. And I was like, yo, dude, it's me. I told you I was coming. It's me. And he's like, dude, shit, you scared the fuck out of me. So the story is, it's kind of the same, but I just have to put it out there that like, he knew I was coming over and I wasn't trying to, you know, overstep any boundary where I actually was trying to break into his house or anything like that. Cause you know, you just don't do that. And all these YouTubers who were clickbaiting, like staying overnight in someone's house without them knowing, total bullshit.
Yeah.
like total bullshit.
YouTube is bullshit.
No, there's a certain level of like things that people do on YouTube that people believe that you cannot believe. Like,
it's sad.
I seen one guy, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but it was like staying overnight in my parents' house. It was like his own house without them knowing. And it was like him like in his sister's room in the closet, like, and it's scripted. And for some reason, his audience, maybe they're super young or something like that, they don't know that it is fake.
So what's the video? Him just like in his closet filming himself, or
it was him like, I'm here. And like one of the scenes was like, it was like him in his sister's bedroom, and like this is like to make the video more interesting, I'm sure it was like him like in the closet, and like something you'd see in a movie where like she's like changing her clothes and he's like, you know, like doing shit like that, and it's like, well, this is kind of fucking
so he's a
weird.
Pervert. he's a pervert spying on his own sister.
It's people do some strange shit.
Back to Zane and Heath. Love knowing them, they're gonna turn this into beef on their podcast just to get some more views.
Well, you want to start some fucking beef? Well, it better be organic and vegan beef, because that's not how beef works.
I wonder if they miss us. We've been gone for what, a week?
It feels so long.
It feels like a lot longer. I'm curious if anybody misses us. But at the same time, Jason and David, they've been gone too. So
yeah, people have been going all over the place. Everyone's gotten so busy. Jason's been doing shows. He's doing the weekend thing though, right?
Yeah.
He's flying out to like a two or three shows a week, and we're doing I think five.
Yeah,
five or so. Our next run is five shows
starting
in a row.
Starting tomorrow in Cleveland or in Indianapolis. We have Indianapolis, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, all in a row.
How did you memorize all that, dude? I can't even remember the lyrics to my songs.
I have a really good memory. I think my long-term memory is just insane. I was dating this girl, and I would like bring stuff up from like months and months ago. She'd be like, how do you remember that? Like, what is your fucking problem? Never speak about that again.
I think we might have talked about this on the podcast before, about how Todd sleep talks. We used to go out and get drunk when we were kids, you know, like we were young, and we would come back to my house and sleep head to toe in the bed. And Todd would wake up in the middle of the night going, shit, get up. You gotta go. It's not safe. The train's coming. And I'm like, dude, fuck, chill. We're in bed. There's no trains here. We're in Huntington Beach. The ocean's right over there. Like, there's no trains. I thought maybe you might have grown out of that. I guess we just haven't slept in the same bed with each other for a while. But
you know, growing out, one of my ex-girlfriends, she said, I thought you might have grown up a little bit, but never mind. That was a bad joke.
I thought you might have grown up a little bit.
All right, go back to what you were
saying. Nope, you're still an immature fuck. Hey, man, you're not immature.
Thank you.
You just act young. And everyone wants to be young.
Acting young with the old soul.
Old soul with a young body. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Go back to what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Back to the story is Todd has been sleep talking now on the bus. And so there's like up to 12 of us sleeping there. There's been a couple extra people on the bus. Now there's 10 of us sleeping in these bunks, and it's all in like a 8x10 box or
it's
something
very,
like that.
Very confined. All very close.
Yeah. So I'm a foot away from Todd's bunk, and then there's someone above him, someone below him, someone above me, someone below me. And Todd's been waking up in the middle of the night. He's done this three times now so far. The first time was, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And I like open my thing. I'm like, yo, Todd, you're good. You're sleeping. What's going on? And he's like, it's always like a weird reaction. Like after you kind of wake up, you're like, oh shit. And then you like roll back around and go to bed.
I'm like pissed off at you.
Yeah,
I feel like you're the dumbass in this situation. Yeah.
Like, every single time he looks at me like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you yelling at me? I'm trying to sleep. Like,
and then what was the other one where I thought Pat's bunk was falling on me.
Yeah.
And because I was dreaming. I remember I was dreaming, and I thought like in my dream I was like trapped in like this little area, and I'm like, this is where this is gonna fall. And then I pictured like I just took Pat's bunk and made it like what am I saying? I thought Pat's bunk was falling on me in my dream.
He has dreams like, you know, dreams are all like symbolic of like things that are going on in your life or whatever a lot of the time. And I've had dreams where I feel like I'm falling off a cliff and you whoa, and stuff like that. And I think you were probably having a dream where maybe it wasn't the bunk you were dreaming about. You were dreaming about like being rocks like toppling over on you or something like that. Or maybe it was exactly you were dreaming about the bunk.
Was the same shape as the bunk. Maybe it wasn't the bunk exactly. It was just being stuck somewhere, I think.
Yeah, because we're in these little confined spaces, so it's like a new sleeping situation, and it, like you get kind of freaked out being away from home.
The first couple of nights were like weird sleeping there. But I remember I woke up, like, I guess I was like half asleep, and I'm looking at Scott. I'm like, you gonna fucking help me? Because in my mind, I'm holding this bunk up. No, I'm actually, I actually pushed Pat's bunk up.
And Pat's and waking up, and he's like, yo, man, what the?
And I'm like, looking at Scott, like, holding this thing. I'm like, Scott, are you gonna fucking help me?
Because I looked at him. I was like, what's going on, dude? Are you sleeping again? And he didn't mention it. He didn't even acknowledge that I said the sleeping thing. I feel like that kind of just goes right over your head when you're sleeping. But you don't think, yeah, I'm sleeping. He's like, my bed's falling. I'm trying to hold the bed up right now. And I'm like, you sure, man? And he's like, are you going to get up and fucking help me, bro? My bed's falling on me, man. A little help here? And so I'm like, all right. I get up and I just put my hands under the bunk really lightly. And like, I got you, man. You're good. And then he realizes his hands are like pushing the bunk up. And I'm like, just hold on. Let it go real quick. And it goes down. And he's like, oh. Oh, it wasn't falling on me.
I remember like my stomach and like my heart like dropping because I thought I was gonna be squished by the bunk.
Yeah.
Like, it felt very real.
There's so many occasions when I'm sleeping and like it's really creaky. We're in a moving bus and we're going over bumps and shit and it creaks. So sometimes my heart's beating like while I'm awake trying to fall asleep because it's like, this, I feel like this could collapse at any moment. We were also on a kind of older bus.
we'll be insanely fucked if anything bad happens, knock on wood.
Knock on wood. You know what I have been worried about specifically? Bruce came to me one day and was like, yo, I might have a problem in my bunk. And he's like, all right, look at your bunk. Normal bunk, normal ceiling. Look at this bunk, normal ceiling. And he points at his bunk and he's like, look at the ceiling. There's a crack down the middle of my bunk. Bruce is underneath Todd and Todd is underneath Pat. Now imagine if Pat's bunk fell on Todd and Todd's bunk fell on Bruce. Bruce is a small human being. There would be no more Bruce.
Bruce would not be Bruce.
Bruce would be flat.
He'd be a blueberry pancake.
A Bruceberry pancake.
Oh man, that'd be a terrible thing. Wait, sorry, I don't want to forget this. Can I go back to the dreams real quick?
Yeah, go back to the dreams.
So, well, back like 7 years ago, I was dating this girl. I'm staying at her house. I'm staying at her house, and I'm sleeping on the edge of the bed towards her. And this train thing is it's a reoccurring dream of mine that I've had over the years. And so I was having a dream that a train was coming towards me, and I literally reached around her waist, and I pulled her off the bed with me. I'm like, get down. Get down.
You saved her fucking life, man.
Get the fuck down. And I felt this train go over us, and she freaked out. She had no idea what was going on. She literally woke up in a panic. And then I came to my senses, like, I'm like, oh my God, that was a dream. And she was freaking the fuck out.
What's going on? Is this someone here? Is someone to kill us?
Yeah, I had that one where I ripped her off. No, oh my God, this is what happened. Okay, sorry. I remember now. I ripped her off the bed, and she had a bathroom that was right in front of us. And we ran towards the bathroom, and she was like, not, how do I explain this? She was not in character. Like, she was like in the moment too, because she was freaking out. She had no idea what was going on. And then I came to my senses. I'm like, oh my God, like, that was a fucking dream. And she's like, just like, she was like, her blood pressure was so high as well as mine. It was scary. So I've had that before. And then I had that that train dream. Did I?
You had a train dream. Darren.
Okay. So Darren, our friend from back home, my co-writer / best friend, we were at a festival in Napa. It was Bottle Rock Festival. And we were camping. And there was actually, there was train tracks near us. And so I actually heard the train when I was sleeping, and he said that I tried to grab him too, and I ripped out of the tent running away because I thought a train was coming to hit us.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can I just say that, okay, it was so freaky, like, in when we were younger, you waking up and stuff like that, because I'm like, I've seen horror movies where, like, people sleepwalk and they do fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had little thoughts, like sleeping in my bunk, like, what if Todd wakes up and he like thinks that I'm his enemy or something and starts beating the shit out of me? Like, that scares the fuck out of me sometimes.
Yeah, that would be really bad. Like, yeah. How do you explain that to a judge?
I was sleeping, man.
I was sleeping.
Sir, you are charged with manslaughter in the third degree.
Oh my God, that would be awful. Yeah. I mean, I'm like a wrecking ball when I'm sober. Can you? When I'm awake, can you imagine if I'm sleeping? I'll be undefeated.
Undefeated, man.
Jeez.
Oh my God. Have you seen? Corinna's been posting those like little sleep talking.
Oh yeah, we used to sleep talk together. I remember when I would be at her house, she would sleep talk a lot.
That's so weird. You guys are waking up, like not waking,
together,
like having conversations while asleep. What was her? I saw one yesterday that she was nasty shit. Nasty, horrible, nasty shit. Like, that was what she was fucking sleep talking. Like, what the fuck is she dreaming about?
Carl was just like awake, and he's like, what the fuck, man?
I was
you are crazy.
I got a crazy dog, mom. No, that's nuts. But I had this idea for Todd sleep talking. I want to get a GoPro, attach it to, you know, my bunk, and point it right at him. And then I wake up every time he sleep talks. So I would wake up, open my blinds, turn on the light, open your blinds or whatever, and like we'd be able to catch that moment on camera. I think that would be really funny.
That'd be really good. I think that'd be a really good video to post.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Let's
we should do that.
Let's go pick up a GoPro today.
I think that would go viral. Besides, like, my video, me sleeping in an hour in a Speedo almost went viral. I think me sleep talking would definitely go viral.
Me sleep talking in a Speedo.
In a Speedo, that'd be great. I like that idea. I said idea so many times. I'm sorry. I have something to address. I made a bad decision and I decided to cut my hair and now I look like a little boy.
Let's see it.
I don't want to.
Oh, that does not look like Jeff's work at all.
I fucked up and I panicked and I didn't go to Jeff. And you know what?
It doesn't look terrible, man.
I deserve what I have, what happened to me.
You deserve what happened to you.
I deserve it. You know, I betrayed that. Jeff. Jeff, you're listening to this far into the podcast, bro. I'm sorry. I hope you'll cut my hair at least, you know, a couple more times in our lifetime, you know.
He didn't mean to do it to you, man. He didn't mean to betray you. Just like we don't mean to betray you by recording this podcast without you. We just figured we needed to get the podcast done.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys actually started this betrayal when you guys recorded the first podcast without me. But you know what? I don't give a shit. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. And that's why the name of this podcast used to be Nothing Matters. And also Doesn't Matter. And also Scott Cast, and we went back to Scott Cast.
We have a brief message from our sponsors. I'll give you $1 if you consider this art. It's a new book, short stories, poems, ponderables, diary entries ripped from Toddy Smith and Darren Nuzzo is out. It's been about 17 days since it's been out. It's doing great, if you're wondering. It's doing great. Some good feedback. And I just want to say it's still doesn't feel real that it's out. Like, having a physical copy of the book, people showing it to me. Scott, you know how long we've been working on this, how long I've been working on this.
That's
with
crazy.
My writing and Darren as well. And like,
you have stories in there from 5 years ago that you used to show me on your phone. It's nuts.
Yeah. Right? For Instagram.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, they're all edited. They're not like, you can't just like scroll down Instagram and read the book, but like, but a lot of the captions that he's written formulated like these full stories, and they're all things that are based on like the stuff he's been through in life that are like, so it's fiction but it's based on nonfiction, right?
Yeah.
And it's really cool to like have that on in a book instead of just on a Instagram caption.
Thanks, man. And it just doesn't feel real. It's such a surreal thing because it's like something you talk about and you dream about and you're like, okay, we're gonna do this and that, and like things are said. But it actually finally got done, which is really
five cool. years old. He told his mom he wanted to write a book. His mom said, "You're never gonna write a fucking book, you fucking loser." And he wrote that book, and he said, "Mom, I wrote the book you said I'd never write.
This is for you, Mom. Read the fucking book."
And he dedicated that book to his mother.
I'm kidding. My mom would never say that. She's a lovely lady. Mom, if you're listening to this, we love you.
We love you, Mom. Your mom. I love you know, your mom and my mom.
You know what's crazy, also on the book note, being on this tour with you is very surreal and such an experience I never thought I would have on top of the book, you know.
Yeah,
so I feel like we're just like living life right now, and just it's great. And I want to thank everyone for supporting us.
I want to thank all you guys for watching this podcast. I know we've been inconsistent with our posting recently, and it's mostly my fault because I'm out here on tour, and we just picked up this podcast equipment so that we can do it on the fly. I got Corey over here helping us film it and edit it because Oscar's not here. I got Todd helping me do the podcast, and
Nerf's not here
because Nerf's not here. And thank you guys so much for supporting us and staying in tune and watching our shit
and wishing us the best of luck on our future endeavors.
The moral of this story is, if you could please PayPal me some money so that I could pay for this new equipment, that would be fucking awesome.
I want to give a quick shout out to my sister, who's in college, scholarship, on the varsity soccer team. She moved out of my parents' house. I'm out of my parents' house. I'm like, to my mom and dad, I'm like, what are you guys, what
Todd
are you guys
just
doing?
Moved out of his parents' house, too, by the way, like a month ago.
They've been babying me. Just kidding. No, I've been out for a while, but my sister, she graduated high school. She's in college. And I'm just like, you know, mom, dad, do you guys want, like, just like want a dog or something? How you guys doing? You know?
Oh yeah, it's a weird situation. My parents, my last little brother on my dad's side, but my youngest, Lucas is 18 now and gonna probably be doing his own thing soon. But when I moved out, then Dave moved out. We used to live in one house, and my dad like kind of downsized into a smaller house because he's like, it's lonely without all the kids here. We're gonna be in a smaller house and we don't need all this space. And it's just weird the way that happens, and as part of life is that,
like, it is really strange, like new chapters in people's lives and your lives, and you know,
yeah. We're still their kids, but we're not in the nest anymore. It's like when a little bird finally leaves the nest.
It's strange. My sister, she's getting older now, and it makes me feel old as fuck, because obviously I see her as a child, as a kid. But like the older she gets, obviously, you know, the older I get, and that's great. You know, I'm fine.
That's why I love these high school kids, man. It's a movie quote. I keep getting older and they stay the same age.
I was talking about my sister, not.
Oh, that wasn't really a reference to your sister. But that is funny. The things that are okay to say in movies a long time ago, you can't say that shit no more. That's fucked up.
Matthew McConaughey, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, great movie, but. Yeah, life is funny the way things go. Your parents pop out a bunch of kids, their house is full, and then they all move out, and then their house is empty, and then they die. And then you have some kids, and then your kids move out, then you die.
And you know, one day your mom's making you chorizo and eggs for breakfast every goddamn Saturday, and then the next thing you know, you're fucking postmating with Scotty Sire some bullshit meal.
Three times a day, Chipotle. So appreciate your parents, appreciate whatever you have going on in your life. This is the ScottCast. This is where we turn problems and sad things into life lessons and learning experiences. So
remember, moderation and perspective. Or I could be full of shit, but you know.
Appreciate everything you have, and don't take for granted any of that stuff. And whatever's going wrong, realize you get through it.
Yeah.
It's going to get better.
And if you have a good barber or a good hairstylist,
don't fucking betray
them. Don't abandon them.
All right, so we kind of need to close this out. I'm going to FaceTime Jeff real quick just to get a little taste of Jeff on this podcast. Hopefully he's not busy. But he's a part of this podcast, so I'm sure he'll pick up. You were talking to him before we started recording, right? Jeff, we need you. Yeah. Yo, what up, Jeff?
What are you doing?
We're shooting the podcast right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
you guys doing a tour episode?
We're doing a tour episode. We talked all about Todd sleep talking. We talked about Todd throwing chips at Charlie XCX. I mean, offering her a chip.
Hey!
You talk about how you decided to become a rock star while you're in a 3-year relationship, and Todd's just the one reaping all the benefits, kissing all these girls on tour.
I am kissing nobody on tour.
Hey,
they're kissing me.
We don't like to talk about Todd's sexcapades on tour. You know,
oh,
not his sexcapades. You know, he doesn't have sex.
Over there. Give us the good stuff.
Hey,
he's actually been celibate this entire time.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. I was just telling Zane over here how his podcast is going to fail and he's going to be just like us. That's life.
Zane.
Oh, hey, Zane.
We talked about you.
I can't fucking hear you, dude. That's life. You're going to fail just like we did.
Yeah, I know.
It's only a matter of time.
We
got a lot of views now.
We actually,
We're hoping it's not like the beginning of User Conan Hot.
Oh, it is.
We actually just told the story about how you guys told the story about me breaking into Heath's house, but left out the information where I called Heath and told him I was coming over. And
oh, really?
I called Heath and I told him I was coming over. And so I said I'd be there in like 15-20. And when I got there, I put my camera under his doggy door real quick. And I was like, yo, hello, is anyone home? I walked around the corner and then I called him to let him know that I'm there. And he's like, shit, hold on, Scott. I think someone's trying to break into my house. So the story was all true, except he left out a couple details where I told him I was coming.
Yeah, you see, he didn't say that.
Hey, that makes for better clickbait.
Hey, if you guys are watching make sure you go leave a 1-star on Coffee Talk and the Apple Store podcast. 1-star, and go give Scott a 5-star. No, seriously, do it. Make sure they do it.
Yeah, and guys, go leave 5-star reviews on our podcast because it's nothing but the facts over here.
The facts, that's what it should be called.
Nothing but the facts.
new name, Nothing But The Facts.
NothingButTheFactsCast.com.
Oh, okay, you guys take care of the rest of the podcast. I'll take care of the birthday.
Oh, is that you guys doing the podcast right now? I was wondering what that orange thing on your face was.
Oh, it's my clown nose.
Oh, that is pretty funny.
So
that
what's,
you got red
so what's their,
the mic.
What's their podcast called?
What's their podcast? Scottcast.
What's your podcast called?
It's a collective thing. We all just do it whenever.
Oh, okay. Sounds very lazy.
Listen. You got fucking, all right, you got Zane and Heath's podcast is also Matt King and Mariah's podcast.
Six people involved, too.
Oh, we're lazy? We're on motherfucking tour.
I don't give a shit where the money goes from this thing. You think I care? All right, that's enough, guys.
Hey, Jeff, I just want to let you know I apologize on this podcast about betraying you on getting a haircut from someone else. I'll never do it again. I made a mistake, okay?
Yeah, I know. I don't care. Apologize. I know you already learned your lesson.
Is this a funny podcast or a sad podcast you guys are doing?
Oh, this is a funny one. We got lots of good shit.
Of fun. We're talking about all the good stuff on tour.
Oh, good. Okay.
And other stuff.
Tour is dope, man. It seems so much more fun and less depressing than the one that we do in the same apartment every week here in Hollywood with sirens. And,
yeah, you know, we were talking about how it's kind of cool to be away from the whole routine, you know? We're not waking up filming and, you know, we're waking up and filming, but we're
podcast in about 4 weeks. I'm sure that's
here,
that's
we gotta get out of here.
Being a diva, sorry.
I got something. I gotta meet.
Okay. Oh, all right. We'll let you go.
Unless we're not gonna be there for long.
Hey, make sure you let them know that we're all actually friends because some people don't know.
What?
Just say
we're all. We're all friends. Good friends.
Zane just learned how to talk.
I know. I think Jeff has a gun to his head actually right now. That's why he was.
Jeff just forced me to go to this stupid photo shoot.
We're gonna take Instagrams together.
I'm kidding. I wanted to go. I need some new Instagram pictures.
Hey, we're actually trying to wrap this.
What better picture than with Jeff, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
A picture with Natalie would probably do better.
Jeff,
but, you know, you guys are both right up there.
He's asking. New Nerf is gone. We got rid of her. She's not coming back.
This podcast has no nerfs at all. All right. I have one thing. We are actually trying to wrap the podcast up right now because we talked for a good while. We don't have any advice from assholes or comments. So if you guys wanted to send in a question for us right now, then we'll give you some advice from assholes.
Do you need advice from you guys?
You want it.
We're the rock stars on the fucking road, man.
If I ever need advice from you guys, I'm just going to fucking put a bullet in my head.
And that is concluding our Advice from Assholes segment today.
Man,
I
should have just left Jeff
delete
on that
the whole episode.
Delete the whole episode.
I can't wait to hear it, guys. I'm really excited to hear about all this tour life, even though Todd sends me like messages when he's real drunk at night. I'm kind of piecing all those together, but yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I just wish he would fucking call you in his sleep and tell you what he's fucking dreaming about too.
Did you guys talk about him yelling in his sleep?
Oh yeah, we're gonna get a GoPro and hook it up to his bunk. It was all just things about him dying. All right, we'll let you guys go.
Later.
Love you, boys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You can tell Jeff really means it when he says I love you back.
Does he? No, when I was saying bye to Jeff on the bus, I can tell he was getting a little emotional, and he's like, "Don't look me in the eyes. I'll see you later, dude." And we would look away and fist bump. You know, he's scared. He's scared
of
that emotion.
Don't make this weird, man.
He's scared of that emotion. You know, he's scared of that real connection he has with another male, two other males. You know.
Yeah, you know, he's a manly guy, but you gotta be in tune with your emotions, and it's okay to talk to people and stuff like that. You know what? I just want to say I miss all those guys. I miss Jay and Oscar. Jay, I was hanging out with every single day before we left, and now I don't see him anymore. I called him, he didn't fucking
we
pick
call
up.
Him after this, with Jay, we would lay by the bay and collect some hay and make things out of clay. What do you
and
say?
Listen to what each other had to say.
And we just may call Jay. Well, I'm a fucking genius, huh? All right, guys. This has been the Toddcast, the Rodcast,
Scottcast.
All right. Wait. I want to say one more thing. Sorry. I just watched a video that 21 Pilots uploaded of Tyler doing a session in Berlin of him remixing or remaking The Hype. And their videos are, that's why I started like the diaries, because those videos that they would make, even though the diaries are completely the opposite now.
21 Pilots is the reason that we have a show that's almost sold out in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Because we talk about 21 Pilots all the time, and all their Ohio fans are,
we should invite them,
are hanging out with us. So
and so I watched this video of Tyler's Berlin session, and it's just like so aesthetically pleasing. It's shot so well. Just everything about the video and him like remaking the song. The song's amazing. The original song and the remake of the song is so good. I just want to say that.
Yeah,
thank
it's kind of like
that.
Our podcast video that we just shot. Yeah, Corey is an amazing cinematographer, and this is like a great locked-off shot of the podcast.
Anyway, I'm just, you know, got to get my nose out of the 21 Pilots ass holes, so we're going to end this podcast now. I'm sorry.
All right, guys, that is the end of the Scottcast. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, and leave some comments, because I'm going to be reading some comments on our next...
I'm not reading any comments. So.
Jeff or I will be reading some comments. So if you guys leave comments, anything interesting you have to say or feedback, we will pay close attention to that. Also, before we go, I just want to say one thing. Shout out to Kristen. I love you. I miss you. And I hope you're having a good time without me, because we'll see you guys next time on the Scottcast.
Mom, I love you. Bye.
Something nothing doesn't matter, yeah. This is the Scottcast. Say something nothing doesn't matter, yeah. This is the Scottcast. Jeff be talking, Scotty talking, Nerf be talking, yeah, master.